I find that gospel a little unsettling, and so I think I'll talk about the Moses story. You may be seated. It's special, a very special blessing when a baptism is sanctified with a good old Sunday school Bible story. And this morning, we have the best of them all. Moses out in the wilderness, minding the flock of his father-in-law Jethro. And the Bible doesn't say so, but I see in my mind a lovely morning in late August or early September, maybe just about where we are now in our year. And Moses is out there far from anyone as the animals graze contentedly on the plain and up under the slope of a mountain. It's the most peaceful day imaginable. Appreciating his life and the day, Moses looks all around and he glances up the slope of the mountain and he spies a large bushy tree, bright red and orange with autumn color. And he stares at it. But then as he looks and he keeps staring, he sees that it's not fall colors at all. And in fact, it's too early in the season for the trees to be turning. And actually, the bush is burning. It's in flame. But it's not consumed by the flame. What the heck is going on? Hey, I'll go check this out. And he starts walking up the slope toward the flames. Moshe, Moshe, booms a welcoming voice from the midst of the flames, and Moses stops dead in his tracks. Take off your shoes, the voice invites. Take off your shoes. This is holy ground. Take off your shoes and make yourself comfortable. Oh, my God, says Moses. Exactly, says the voice. I'm glad you came here today. I've been waiting for you. I'm out of here. Mutters Moses, and he turns to run. No, wait, wait, says the voice. We need to talk. Now, it's one of the most wonderful stories in the Bible. It's a great story to have for our baptism. And you know this story as well as I do, Moses and the burning bush. The call of Moses is one of the best good old Sunday school stories in the Bible. I and every child before me and every child since I was a child has heard this story. And imagine the scene, and probably, as I have several times, colored a Sunday school picture, sheep grazing in the background on the paper in front of me, and on the rise of the mountain, an immense shrub, a burning bush, almost a tree, actually, blazing fiercely and even merrily with flame. And there's Moses looking on, astonished and terrified. There's more to the story. There's more to the story, a lot more. Moses is called by God. Moses is sent to match wits with Pharaoh. They're the 10 plagues that are instituted. And the children of Israel march off into the wilderness, out of bondage in Egypt, through the Red Sea, and on to the Promised Land. We call that Heilsgeschichte. Heilsgeschichte. Holy history. Our salvation history with God. No story in the Bible is as apt and as powerful as this one is for a baptism. And as he is baptized into a religion of stories, this morning, Esteban owns the story. Because once you're baptized, every story in the Bible belongs to you personally. I'm probably the only priest that's ever told you that, but I'm telling you, I've told you before, and I'm telling you again, once you're baptized, every story is yours. Now, we don't get the whole story this morning, but we get the beginning of it, where God introduces himself to us and tells us his name, Yeh, I am. My name is I am. Yeh, Asher, Yeh, I am that I am. The basis, the foundation, the ground of all being. And you've heard that phrase before, the ground of all being, is a title that theologian Paul Tillich used for God. And it begins right here with this story. So you're in on the ground floor with it. God introducing himself to Moses and to us as being itself. The life of the Creator in a bush, a shrub, a tree, creating force and power in the Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved over the churning chaos of the waters. And God said, "Let there be." And it was so. And all that God said was so. The ground of being is the Word of God. The creating word, the divine agent, the stirring force that brings all that is into being from being itself. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's why we're here, because of Jesus, the word, you see? An infinitesimal dot ignites in the Big Bang, and a universe becomes a gift of God, the ground of being. A microscopic cell penetrates a dot in another cell, and a child is born. A gift of God, the ground of being, I am. Every Christian begins your life with baptism and a story. And today it's the best story of all. Moses, I am, with primordial churning chaos, and eventually the Red Sea and the Word of God washed in the River Jordan, as this little boy will be today, washed in the River Jordan. I am. The candidate for holy baptism will now be presented.
Never bothers me when it